don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and, you know, I've been preparing for my next phase of dive instruction. Now, CJ got through a lot of his advanced open water certification training while we were on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 there last week. We still have to do our navigation dive. The only reason he didn't get his certification level on the boat is basically we forgot.
We were having so much fun.
Exactly. In between the sharks, the lionfish, the wild dolphins.
Octopus.
And, yeah, I mean, we saw everything. We forgot, you know, the skills we were supposed to do on a navigation dive. So we'll make that up here in the next few weeks as we plan a little dive trip, and we'll get that done. Then we're going to move him into rescue diver. And, you know, what Bill needs to get his advanced open water too. So what are you saying, Bill? And you're looking at me like, can I do this? Or I would like to be CJ's buddy?
Let's make it so it's not like a real scuba radio dive so I could come, because I need to do some underwater navigation stuff for advanced open water, too.
You get lost in that control room.
That's right.
Well, I lay breadcrumbs. Can we do it with breadcrumbs?
No, that doesn't work well in underwater.
I think the fish would eat those.
They might. They might.
The turtles would, at least.
I think they don't really show your way back to the boat either.
CJ has some fantastic coattails. I'll just ride on his.
There you go. Well, yeah, that we probably could work that out, Bill, because, it won't be an official scuba radio dive.
Okay, so I could come.
This will be a training dive.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll do this maybe on a Sunday or something here in a few weeks and get that knocked out. But the point is, I'm getting, you know, my classes back into gear. Nikki is planning to go through her dive master course, if we can get through the whole thing. We got to get her through rescue diver, and I've gotten all the materials in from Patty.
She's a natural.
Shipped them over to me, yeah, our mermaid Nikki. And so anyway, I'm getting, you know, everything together so we can orchestrate these classes, because I am a Patty Dive instructor, even though I go by Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
That's always confused me, you know.
Well, it's more impressive to the chicks when you say Dive Master as opposed to Dive Instructor. So now you understand, and I hope you're not impressed, but at least you understand.
We hope you're not impressed, but at least intimidated.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're talking about Greg here.
But you may think, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to educate all these friends of mine and get them into this thing? What?
Mermaids? Underwater? That's it.
Sharing the joy, the gratification I get from seeing that expression on a new diver's face.
Right, that self-gratification is important for you.
Actually, all of that, no, it's cold hard cash.
Ah,
yeah, because if I certify enough of you, I get qualified for the Patty GoPro Challenge, and I could be a big winner like Trucks here, who's on the line. How you doing, Truck?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Now, he was, or you were, the 2007 GoPro Patty Challenge winner. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I submitted there are two parts of the contest, one for dive instructors or dive people who go into becoming a dive professional, like dive master and above. How many people they certified and so forth, and how many classes they took. The other half of the contest was the GoPro video, where you would submit either images, still images, or video, or a combination of the above. And to somehow relate your story of why you became a professional in diving.
Yeah, and Chuck did a great job with his video, and obviously it won. And you got, was it like 10 grand? Was that the prize you got out of this?
That was $10,000.
Sweet!
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, now the video is impressive, and it basically starts it off, why did I go pro? Why did I become a dive instructor or whatever? And he showcases a lot of trips and things, and we've posted this winning video on the video channel there at scubaradio.com. Make sure you check it out, and who knows, maybe it'll inspire you to become a dive professional as well. At the bare minimum, might inspire you to create your own video, because they're doing the contest again this year, right, Trucks?
That's correct, yeah. They're going to be offering the $10,000 again, as well as the certification contest.
So what was more gratifying, producing the video and winning 10 grand, or just the admiration you've got from all your fellow divers?
Well, actually, it really wasn't about the money, and it sounds kind of funny me saying that, but it was more about, I guess, the fact that the membership and Patty actually voted for this. It wasn't just the people in Patty, because, you know, you could look at that and say, oh, well, you know, there's so much about Patty in that and how much they supported us that it would be, you know, I was trying to soften them up, rather than when they showed it at the Patty Social in October last year. They put it before probably about 1,000 people, and they each voted for this. And among five videos, this was fortunately selected the best.
Now, Trucks, is this kind of like the Miss America pageant? If I've got video of you in a restroom at a bar someplace in Key West, is this the sort of thing where Patty's going to make you give up your title?
I don't think that's how it works, Bill.
Well, the people that know me, you know, if they saw me in a restroom at a bar someplace, that might not be a good thing.
Well, speak for yourself. We actually aspire to such things here at Scuba Radio. But that's a whole other story, a whole other video channel that you have to pay to be a part of. Now, Trucks, let's talk about some of your diving, because the video that you put together, that once again, you can check it out at scubaradio.com. We put it up there so you guys could check this out. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, and it, obviously, you've dived around the world. Just looking at all the jellyfishes, looks like it's a lot of Pacific or, Micronesia-type places, or just way out there to the left coast, I guess, of the world, right?
Right. Absolutely. We went from there were shots from Belize, from Bonaire, from the Asia Pacific or Indo Pacific. It was, some of the stuff was Caribbean too.
Okay, so it's but you've obviously been all around. I mean, that's what the video showcases, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you're out of what, Seattle? Is that where you base out of?
I'm one of the owners. My wife and I own TLC Diving, SEA Diving in Seattle. It's about 5 minutes from the airport, and so we have a lot of people coming through and a lot of people traveling with us too.
Nice. So, and you just got back from Indonesia, I believe, isn't that right?
Yeah, actually, just last weekend.
So what's that like? Because I haven't. We go to places like Turks and Caicos because we're based out of Florida. It's easier travel to get to places like that. And I hear stories of going out to the Pacific and doing places like Indonesia. And it's definitely on my list, but it's been difficult. Give me a reason to go.
Oh God, the just visually, it's just overwhelming visually. You see, you get underwater and above and below actually, because there's these beautiful islands that are that look almost, they're triangular shaped, and they have on one side of them trees, on the other side veins of quartz all throughout, and then underneath they're kind of worn away from the water action, and they drop into this turquoise blue water that just goes on and on, and you look down and you see probably 200 foot of visibility, reefs that are just tremendous with soft corals, all the different colors of the rainbow, and hard corals too, but the soft corals, have all these fish around them. I mean, schools of fish, different colored fish, and it's a lot different than Caribbean diving. I mean, they all have, a lot that brings you there, but in Indonesia, we're running a trip there next year, as a matter of fact. It's already sold out, and it was fantastic.
Trucks, I'm wondering if you can help CJ and I out. CJ and I are looking to do that navigation specialty, and we were talking, with Greg about it, and suddenly we realize Greg's never seen a globe. Can you give us any advice for what we need to know for that navigation specialty?
Oh, God, you guys can come on out here. I'd be happy to work with you.
Oh, it's cold there.
Yeah, we can't go there.
Oh, hey, well, I know a little bit about Seattle diving, too. It's amazing up here.
You know, yeah, I want to do Deception Pass over that way.
Oh, that's pretty intense, Deception Pass. I've done it one time. Most of the time we've done the Narrows Bridge. I don't know if you ever heard of that, Tacoma Narrows Bridge.
You dive the wreck of the bridge in the water?
Where the bridge fell into the water back in, I think it was the 40s.
Gallop and Gertie,
you got it. We cruise right by it, and we see parts of it, and there's slabs still with some rebar, you know, and the fish just love that stuff. So it's a pretty good place to go fishing, too.
Now, when you were in Indonesia diving there, I think you were telling me earlier in the week when we set this interview up that you did a lot of macro. Is it like the muck diving, really wacky-looking critters or what?
Well, the cool thing about this country, I mean, it's so spread out. I mean, if you looked at a globe and, you know, hopefully you have one someplace available to you.
I got the internet.
Yeah, not to insult the host, right?
Like you all the time.
Well, you had.
He obviously hasn't listened before, has he, Bill?
You go down the trunk of Thailand. If you ever see Thailand, it looks like an elephant. Well, the trunk of Thailand ends with Singapore, and then right below that is Indonesia, and it stretches all the way from there, all the way. It's above Australia, all the way over to Papua New Guinea, and just it's very, very wide. So you have different types of diving in the different areas of the country. One area is considered muck diving. So you go and see all the really weird creatures. I mean, like a devil scorpion fish, you know, these flamboyant cuttlefish, stuff like that that you wouldn't see anyplace else on Earth.
Well, flamboyant cuttlefish.
Yeah, down to
flamboyant
Key West you can find.
Cuttlefish.
Hey, now.
You can find flamboyant cuttlefish in Key West.
That was too easy, Bill. Come on.
You're better than that, Bill.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. I really want to see you following Trux's directions for how to get to Indonesia. I can see you getting off a plane in Thailand looking for elephants.
There's a comment here about Greg being known as Wrong Way Holt for navigation certs.
No, that's just rumor and innuendo. That's just hogwash. Don't believe it, Trux. Now, your website for your dive shop, if people want to get a hold of you and maybe hook up with you because they don't trust my navigational skills in Indonesia, what is it again?
It's TLS.com.
Good stuff.
TLC.com.
All right, TLC.com. All right, and thank you so much for being on the show. And congratulations, man. And by the way, if you got any spare money laying around, can I hit you up for a loan? Or?
Hey, one thing I would like to say, I want to make sure and say happy birthday to my daughter, the one who appeared in the video. Today is her 20th birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, that'll cost you $100 right there. But no, happy birthday to her, and congratulations, Trux.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There you go. The Patty GoPro winner of 2007. You could be the winner for 2008. They're doing it now. Go to patty.com, click on the little billboard thing there, and submit your video, and you could win. And maybe we'll be talking to you at this time next year.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down the way.
Yes. We're going down. That's a good thing. When you are a scuba diver, listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Jim is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. What up, Jim?
Well, obviously, I want to thank you for mentioning our little appearance in the Dive Training Magazine last month.
in February.
That's right. One of our Scuba Radio listeners featured prominently in Dive Training Magazine. What is that? February 2008 issue, I believe,
yes,
right?
Page 44 for me, Diving Chief on page 50. And then you're helping me with some preparations for the trip in March to the diving the Yukon, and Scuba Radio is helping me with some shirts there. And we just found out this week that Scuba Diving Magazine will also be sponsoring the trip with some swag that they're sending out.
Now, hold on 1 second. We're sending you shirts to go diving the Yukon. Is
right.
that right?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's enough to me.
What do you mean? That, it's going to be, what, 60 degrees on the water temp, you figure, James, or what?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, he's fine. These are 6.0-ounce T-shirts. With the Scuba Radio logo prominently featured on them.
Are we talking about the Yukon in the Canada?
No, this is in San Diego,
Diego.
Right?
Yeah.
San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we were talking about diving the wreck of the Yukon. I thought he's diving the Yukon River or some. He's diving in the Yukon, which
now,
is like
who's
frozen navigationally tundra.
Challenged.
I thought he was diving at the University of Connecticut.
Bill, I've got a globe you might want to buy on eBay.
It's Greg. It's hardly ever been used.
Hey. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, got a few Scuba Radio listeners going out there to dive the Yukon in San Diego. And I think they'll use wetsuits. But he wants some Scuba Radio T-shirts for the crew.
I feel much better about the whole trip now. When I thought he was diving in Canada in March, I'm thinking, what the heck is wrong with this man?
So thinking's not your strong suit?
No. No. I'm trying. Give me some time. I'll come up with a strong suit and get back to you.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Strong suit's different from a wetsuit.
You know, Greg, they're asking about, in your chat room, about your dry suit. They want to know, do you really put mothballs in your dry suit?
No, I don't put mothballs in my dry suit. Why would
leaves,
I do that?
Leaves at Halloween.
Well, they say
that would mean I'd have to open up the casing of my wetsuit or dry suit. And then it wouldn't be the driest dry suit on the planet.
It's worth more if you leave it in the package.
Right.
Have you never dove a dry suit?
I have never dived.
We'll have to do that together.
Dry suit. Yeah, have you done that many times? Well, it is that time of year, even in Florida, where you could consider diving a dry suit in Florida right now. Because it's kind of cool out there in the off the East Coast.
My first time ever doing a dry suit was when I was taking Cavern. And so I had to do all the, you know, being flat horizontally work out to use the air valves on that dry suit. And
yeah.
I have to say I was on the ceiling a couple times.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would seriously consider if we went back to Guadalupe and did our great white shark dive where it was 65 degree water, I would seriously consider doing it in a dry suit next time.
You know, we're going to
do a 7 mil wetsuit in 65 degree temperature water. In Guadalupe last time, and I did okay, but after about 30 minutes, without a hood, they told me if I would have had a hood, I would have been much better, and I'm sure that would have made a big, big difference.
Diving in the hood?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to actually do Catalina before the California show gets
here. Yep, well, that's on my list as well.
You know, why don't you come on out with us and try out that dry suit?
Dry suit. I just didn't like the way that came out there. But, there's so many warm places I want to dive first, too.
But not with Garibaldi.
I'm in planning mode right now. We're really close. Hopefully by next week at the Chicago Dive Show, we're going to announce the next official week cruise that we're going to do with Explorer Ventures. And that will involve wild dolphins in the Bahamas. We're working out the dates right now. And then I'm also looking at the possibility of Dominica for the Dive Fest.
That'd be fun.
In July. CJ, you ought to come on that one. Now, James, Jimmy the Helper Boy, was on that last year.
Right. I remember that.
And he had a big time. We had visibility. We had an algae bloom that week. Still, the diving was spectacular.
Were you able to pick the algae blooms?
Oh, boy. Yeah, they had four-leaf clover kind of blooms to them, too. They were pretty. They were pretty. And then you brought them to the hot spring. Here, look at this. It's just bad stuff. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. unspoiled, not expensive, rustic, real. A full-service resort. Friendly, really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue hole. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Getting into Chicago a day before the Our World Underwater Dive Show. By the way, check it out, ourworldunderwater.com. We will be broadcasting live from there next Saturday, so if you're in the Midwest, go to the show. Join us for an adventure. Mermaid Nikki, Mermaid Abby are going to join us on location for fun and frolic, and they will be sporting the new Scuba Radio Mermaid outfits.
Nice.
Yes. Nice little photo op. We'll be a head for all there in Chicago. By the way, I was talking to those folks. I was talking to Abby this week about our adventure in Chicago. She's already there laying down the groundwork in Chicago as we speak. And one of the photo opportunities we have discussed is that being that we're in Chicago, we've already had them underwater in the Turks and Caicos in their Scuba Radio Mermaid outfits. And got some great footage, which you can check out on at scubaradio.com. However, we're thinking, how about Scuba Radio Mermaids in the snow?
Like snow angels.
Let's really test these mermaids. Because we were in Guadalupe, we were in 65 degree water temp, and I told you that I was freezing my butt off. Now, remember, we had Abby, Denise, and Nikki in their mermaid outfits in the shark cage in Guadalupe, and they had nothing on except their mermaid outfits. Their tails and
that's
their tops.
Cold.
I couldn't believe they were breathing.
These girls are tough.
They are hardcore.
Tougher than Greg.
Hey, well, heck yeah.
Me too.
Marshmallows are tougher than Greg.
Yeah, quit.
You wish.
But I mean, they impressed the hell out of me, and I was just thinking, you know, like, let's see how far we can push them.
So instead of snow angels, we're going to have snow mermaids.
Exactly. So if we have to have snow. I think they just got kind of dirty slush right now in Chicago.
You know what? That may be more appropriate.
You think? I mean, you like them dirty, mermaids? Do you?
The mermaids are as pure as the driven slush.
So I don't know. We'll
He's
see.
Got a point.
So who knows?
Comes right, no one notices the point.
We have a few surprises up our sleeve there for Chicago. That could be one.
Would
of
that
them.
Be frozen fish?
It might be. It might be.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, if you're in a mermaid outfit in the snow, I think it's going to be hard for them to breathe. Sure, they have wore their outfits in 65-degree water temp. And by the way, Pete, you're like a man of the world, and you know your underwater physics. We mentioned this, I think, last week or the week before on the show when we were talking about water temp versus air temperature.
20 times.
What is it, 20 times?
20 times, yeah.
So 65-degree water, a lot of people listening that don't dive will think,
65 degrees. That's not that bad. Water temp, that is ice cold, isn't it?
That'll suck the life right out of you, literally.
So it's 20 divided by 65.
Carry the two. Okay,
tell me what 65 degree water temp feels like to the average person outside.
That's the problem, Greg. It's not going to feel any different than 65 degrees. But the thermal capacity of water will draw out the heat from your body quicker. In other words,
you might
feel good in 65 degree weather for hours, and if it's air.
Right.
But you get into water and you put 65 degree water and you're in there an hour, you're very, very cold. Feels the same, but the thermal capacity of the water just sucks it right out of you because it's denser.
And not in a good way.
And not in a good way. We're talking about wrinkles, shrinkage. It's not a pretty sight.
Yeah. Well, still, there has to be some formula that I'm looking for here. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that it's the same, but it's not the same. You jump in 65 degree water.
Feels colder.
It feels like needles,
It is the same temperature, but cold water draws the heat from you faster than cold air does.
All right, so 5 minutes in the water
just said.
At 65 degrees feels like being outside. An hour, that's all?
That'd be 20 times.
20 times.
Nice job with the
bath. Really, I think it'd be more than that, though. I seriously would think it'd be colder than
you
that.
You asked him the question. He answered it. He explained it. Then you gave an example. He did the math.
Right.
Challenging him on it. I don't even know why you brought it up.
Because, no, I think it's even colder than that. It seems like it. I mean, I can be outside in 65-degree temperatures for an hour, and I wouldn't be that cold.
That's exactly what Pete just said.
And if you're in the water, it would be like being outside for 20 hours.
Exactly. Yeah, fool.
If you're in the water for an hour at 65 degrees, it would be like standing outside with no clothes on. Keep in mind, you've got no clothes on, standing outside and the air is 65 degrees.
That would not be a streak of brilliance.
Good point. All right, now that you put the naked element into it, sure.
We talked about wetsuits, dry suits, and now birthday suit.
That's right. We're trying to cover every suit possible.
We haven't covered
lawsuits. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Psych.
Yes. All right. Jinx. So anyway, enough suits already. Let's get back to the diving. You know, our Turks and Caicos trip, the shark dive, the last dive of the trip, CJ.
Friday, 8:30 a.m.,
was it?
That's when it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that much. But
he remembers. It's burned
thank
into,
God
into
I'm
his
here.
Brain.
That's right. He's my little recorder, video recorder.
He remembers everything about his dive log entry.
Let the tooth be told when it comes to sharks.
As if I actually made one.
Shh.
Let the tooth be told when it comes to sharks. Is that what you just said?
I just said that.
That's a biting comment.
Kill him now. Will you, please? All right. No, anyway, that was a great dive. It was our last dive of the trip. And there's some great video of CJ.
Losing his mind.
Losing his mind. How would you describe it in words, or can you?
I would say there's a couple of things I've done that are almost as cool. Losing my virginity would be one.
Okay. Go on.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You want to go dive naked?
In the bathtub? In the hotel?
Young men, when you like to go down, I said, young men, are there girls that you found? I said, young men, that you think should be crowned? Bathe underwater, breathing air. Young men, there's a place you can go. I said, young men, it's Scuba Radio. Just go log on. See the dive buddy that would make male divers happy.
Call me daddy.
It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A. It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A.
Oh, mama.
It's not the fish or the reef or expensive dive toys. We all know what the guys enjoy. It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A. It's fun to look at the B-U-V-A.
Call me daddy.
You can get yourself seen just by striking the pose, but do not forget your air hose. Yeah!
If he does that again, you can shoot him.
All right, she is a booba diver, babe, underwater breathing air. That would be Mermaid Abby. She's on the line in Chicago, laying the groundwork for our appearance at Our World Underwater, the biggest dive event in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Next weekend. How you doing, Abby?
Hey, Greggy. I'm doing great here in Chicago. I'm trying to warm up the weather for you guys before you come.
Yeah. Now, are you outside right now making snow mermaids?
No, but it was earlier today.
Where
and let
you?
Me tell you, it's chilly. I'm still frozen in parts. So.
Well,
which parts?
Stay fresh that way.
Oh, that's exactly right. I'm trying to preserve myself for the big diving event coming up this next weekend.
Yes, actually, we've been talking a little bit about cold water diving and some of the mermaid footage that we got there up at scubaradio.com from the Turks and Caicos. And we've talked about this, this scene we want to shoot in Chicago of having the mermaids in the snow in Chicago. Have you found a location? Have you scouted a location for us for that shoot yet?
I can tell you that you could pretty much do that shoot anywhere here in Chicago right now, as there is snow all over the city. So you pick a spot, and we'll throw ourselves in there, and we'll make some snow mermaids.
And
it'd be interesting.
And you will do this. You have no problem doing this, do you?
I will, Greg. For you, I'll do anything. I'm tough. I'm the tough mermaid. I'm willing to do it.
You are tough.
That's hard.
What is it? It's frozen, that's why. Okay, so anyway, we're talking a little bit about that, and we got that to look forward to. But we've been talking about our Turks and Caicos adventure as well. You know, CJ is still bubbling over with joy.
Oh, good old CJ. He had a great time the whole trip, and I enjoyed just hanging out with CJ.
And you're welcome, Abby, for me saving your life on several occasions during Greg's insane photo shoot.
What are you talking about?
Greg made the mermaid shots.
Yeah.
Well, myself and Single Scott, remember the air support team?
Yes, you were mermaid handlers underwater.
Greg doesn't give a crap, but I know Abby and Denise appreciate it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think it's well established that Greg's actually pretty conservative, and, you know, he tries to play the part as the crazy, you know, drinking dive master, but it's usually us. It seems like it's always us that's in danger when we do all these
events. Yeah, I love how he just wants to push you guys right into hypothermia. In Chicago. So just be careful with that. There's frostbite. There's hypothermia. You could lose a fin.
Well, you know, CJ, that's why you should be coming to the Chicago Dive Show, because you'll be here to say, hey, enough is enough. I'm pulling
right.
out the mermaid.
Throw a park
no
on you.
Working.
Oh, screw that. You don't need any you don't need any bodyguards. You're just going to jump in the snow.
No, I need an entourage, Greg. I need a bodyguard and an entourage if we're going to make this happen.
All right. I'm sure there's some Midwest scuba divers listening right now from Chicago that will be willing to volunteer their services as mermaid handlers for such an event. But yeah,
yes, I would appreciate their chivalry.
Their chivalry?
Okay,
chivalry.
We'll have
chivalry.
Them open the door for you on your way outside. You know, something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. But I
feel like carrying us and leave us in the snow, and that'll be that. So.
Well, hey, once again, it'll make for great video footage, and it's all about ratings, as we know.
Yes, yeah. it is, Greg.
It is.
Now, Abby, actually, the entourages is a small car driven in Russia. You should come to Moscow with me instead and have your entourage.
Yes, Pete's going to Russia next week. We're going to Chicago. He's going to Russia. He's been basically deported.
That what's going on? So is he going to be wearing one of those big Russian fur hats?
I am going to diving gulag in Russia.
He's going to go dive the goulash in Russia.
Gulag.
And gulag.
Gulag, goulash, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You say tomato, I say tomato.
It makes a big difference if you're in a gulag, okay? I'm telling you.
Maybe you're in a gulag making goulash.
That's right. Greg, when you're up in Chicago with all that snow, don't forget to wear your rubbers.
Your goulashes.
Your goulashes. Yeah, on your feet.
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking. And anyway, yeah. Yeah, we got that to look forward to. By the way, have you seen the video, Abby? Did you get online and check it out at scubaradio.com?
I have to admit that I've only seen a portion of the video, which I did enjoy, which I thought was fabulous, but I have not been able to watch the entire thing. And I tried this morning, but there was an issue with the internet connection, so.
Ah, so you haven't seen the little,
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen the little surprise ending that's,
No, and that was really, yeah, that's what's getting to me, because I know that there's a quote unquote surprise ending,
Abby,
but I haven't seen it.
Abby,
so.
Let me put it this way. You and I are both in it. I don't remember doing it.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God. What could it possibly be?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Abby, when it comes
yeah.
to the internet, one word of caution, you got to turn the computer on before you get on it.
Oh, there you go.
Damn
that might
it.
Help.
That's where I'm going wrong. No, I will get to a computer that will actually let me watch the video, and I will watch the surprise ending, and I'm sure I'll be calling you with a reaction.
Yes, and Abby, you know, make useful use of the time you have between now and then. You know, just start picking out names.
Oh, God.
And by the way, we should...
Oh, no, nothing like that.
I really hadn't... Oh, man, okay, I've got to get to a computer stat.
Well, and also I will say, just to make sure everybody understands the importance to...
Come on, I would have remembered that.
...to the very end, is that... when we were filming this mermaid stuff underwater in the Turks and Caicos, Abby did have a quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction.
Ooh.
Yes, so...
And may I point out that nobody told me of my wardrobe malfunction until way after the fact.
Well, we're professionals,
we
and we didn't want to embarrass you.
Exactly.
And they're astronomers,
oh, yes,
so they like the moon.
It.
Why would we want to embarrass you then when we could do it you know, worldwide on the internet when we got back home?
I guess you have a point there, Greg, and I appreciate that. However, I hate being the butt of all of your jokes.
Oh, God. Oh, she cracked that one.
I'd crack myself up.
Thank you. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar.
Look at Abby's butt.
All right. Well, she will join us in Chicago next week, and, well, you can see for yourself what we're talking about if you go to scubaradio.com and click on Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, Turks and Caicos, Live Aboard Adventure with Explorer Adventures. Good stuff. So watch it to the very, very, very end.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, remember the first time you saw Jaws? How long it took to go back in the water?
Together, down, together, down, together, let's go.
once again, we will be broadcasting from Our World Underwater. This will be a live show, by the way, so that will be we'll be actually be on the air from noon to 4 Eastern, Chicago time, next Saturday, noon to 4, there from Our World Underwater. 2 hours of the boat show, and then we'll kick it into high gear from 2 to 4. From Chicago, live with Scuba Radio. John Chatterton, Richie Kohler are going to be there. Pat Hammer from Our World Underwater. Neil Watson. It's going to be a who's who of the diving industry. And, of course, we'll have Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Nikki. Nikki and Abby going to join us. Morgana is going to make an appearance, I hear, too.
Kissing Bandit?
Excuse me? I don't think this is a different Morgana. It's the Chicago Morgana.
The Morgana that was with us on New Year's Eve.
Exactly. Our little Hooters thing.
She's a fun gal.
Yes. Yeah, so she's been rumored to make an appearance. And I'm really looking forward to it. Last 2 years we've been up there and we've done a show and just had a blast. The people up in the Midwest, the whole Chicagoland area, are awesome. And that is the reason we're coming back. And, of course, thanks to Pat Hammer and the folks at Our World Underwater. Check it out, ourworldunderwater.com. Get your tickets to that show. Big film festival going on Friday, Saturday night. And, of course, it'll be the place to be if you're a diver. And, look, you're snowed in anyway. What the hell? Why go someplace and think warm thoughts? We'll bring the mermaids, and we'll be good to go. Right?
That's right.
And, CJ, I'm sorry you're not coming. You'll have to just listen.
That's too cold for me, dude. If
what?
I can't dive, forget it.
Well, you can't dive. You can talk about it.
You're a self-professed warm water wuss. I'm right with you.
All right. Well, you'll have to come to the next one. You know, we got New Jersey after that, and we have in March. And we're getting into dive show season.
They got one in Georgia, one up in Colorado.
Do they have one in Colorado?
They do have one in Colorado. We've been there the last 1 year.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean,
1 year in a row.
1 year in a row. We've made it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, and of course, as a matter of fact, I almost forgot. We got at least two major announcements to make next week during the show live.
Wow.
So whether you make it to Chicago and can join us in person, make sure you join us. In the radio world, whether you're podcasting, scubaradio.com or the like, Sirius Satellite Radio, join us because we got some big announcements to make next week to the world. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. CJ?
Good diving, everybody!
Wow, I think my ears are bleeding.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.